Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Wow, this week has been unbelievable. And I say unbelievable because it's been full of sadness for so many. Naturally, I'm talking about the loss of Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade in the same week and reportedly in the same fashion. Even those of us who did not know these people personally and intimately, we still felt this loss. Two great people, two iconic names, two iconic people that were synonymous with creativity, talent, success, excellence, wealth, and now mental health issues. And funny enough, a lot of these things that we would use to describe these great people who we now lost, those are things that we would probably want someone to say about us in our absence. You know, she was creative. She was a wondrous talent. She was successful. She was excellent. She amassed a great amount of wealth. But you probably don't want people talking about your mental health issues, if you have any, or speculating that you do have them. But now that's where we are. Those are the conversations that we're having. And if you were present for the Instagram Live on Switch, Pivot, or Quit's feed on Instagram on Friday, you would have known that we talked a lot about it. We talked a lot about mental health. We talked a lot about how people show up. And you know what I think I'm actually going to do? I think I'm going to take the audio from that Instagram Live and post that for this week's episode. Because I think that there was a lot of good discussion had, a lot of good commentary. I actually even brought in one of my girls, one of my friends, to give some of her insight from a communicator, an expert communicator's perspective, because that is her field. And she had a lot of good insight as well. So I think I'll go ahead and post that as an episode this week for you all that missed it. And the craziest thing to me is that, you know, when I think back on what happened with Anthony Bourdain this week, around midnight, the night before the news broke on his passing, so that's pretty much the morning of his death, because Paris is about 9 hours ahead of California. And I went on to On Demand and pulled up the Parts Unknown episode on Armenia. And I began to watch it. And let me be clear, I had never actually watched his show On Demand before. I didn't even actually watch the show religiously on live television. However, for some reason, that night, I watched his show on demand. And what I was thinking to myself when I found out about the news the next day, I was like, wow. While I was watching his show and enjoying the narrative and the creative and the wonders that he brings to the world on the television screen, he was unfortunately in a sad enough space or a dire enough place to be potentially taking his life at that same time. And I think the saddest part to me is admittedly selfish. It's a selfish thought. Like, nobody can replace him or navigate the different cultures and tell the stories that intrigued us like he did. we will miss out on so many adventures that would have been told through his lens now that he's gone. If you listened to last week's episode of the 7-Minute Sunday, my most personal episode to date, then you would know that death has been all around me lately. But that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It may seem sad and like melancholy for a lot of us and not really the ideal thing that we want to deal with, but it is a part of life. It is. It's something that we'll all have to deal with at some point or another, whether personally or just in our universe somewhere. But to me, I'm starting to look at it as an inspiring thing, as it has helped me to prioritize as well as focus on my joy and my happy while I'm here, while I have the gift of life. What I've realized in this life is that the things are not the source of the happiness. We are the source of the happiness. And because we are the source of the happiness, we have the choice with our happiness, and we must own our own happiness. And we must also be gentle with ourselves. We must allow for mistakes, uncertainty, and more. We must allow ourselves to live a life where we actively choose to be in a state of joy, to be in a state of happy while living. Some of the daily little things that bring you joy are what you can focus on to start cultivating your own happy. For example, for me, a good dessert, that brings me joy. A new crime drama that I'm able to binge watch on Netflix that has like 10 episodes, that brings me joy. That gets me excited. That brings me happiness. Spending time like laughing with my friends and sipping, you know, drinks and brunching over good food, that brings me joy. Vacations bring me joy. If you add a beach, that brings me even more joy. Exploring new places, that brings me joy. Listening to live music or live band play, that brings me joy. Reading a new book, that brings me joy. Getting a new outfit, that brings me joy. Spending time with my family, that brings me joy. I can't tell you what brings you joy or what makes you happy. I have no clue. Absolutely no clue. But I can tell you that material items, money, and other people will not sustain your joy or your happy. If you haven't already found it, I encourage you to join me in being present. Really being present. Opening our eyes up to what is actually bringing us joy, what's actually bringing us happiness, and then remembering those things so that we can call on those things in times where we need that joy, where we need that happy. I encourage you to join me in being present for the opportunity to understand what truly makes us happy and brings us joy. It will be different for all of us, but your happy exists. Your joy exists, even in the little things. You just have to be open to it and open to receiving how it can make you feel. And not putting this stress and pressure on this big happiness that you need to feel. No one said that you need to feel this big happy every day. Sometimes it might just be a combination of the little happies and the little joys that will help to facilitate the big happy and the big joy for you. And a part of appreciating and being grateful and practicing an attitude of gratitude about the little joys and the little happiness, that will help you to create this larger feeling and sense of joy and appreciation overall in your life. And once you have that joy and appreciation and that perspective, it just makes it all a little bit easier. All a little bit easier and more approachable, because you're not looking for this big joy and this big happiness that you must find because everyone else has found it and you must find your big happy. No, it's not about your big happy. It's about all the little happies that will add up to your big happy. You being the best person that you can be, you feeling at your best, you operating at your best, you showing up as your best, you showing up as someone that people really love to be around, because your happy might be infectious. It might provide happy for other people. I think you can't beat that. That's a great thing right there. That's goals right there. If you're happy, feels so good to you that it just naturally starts to spread onto other people. That's goals. I love it. And I'm just going to go ahead and end this 7-Minute Sunday right here, right there with that, because spreading that happy and that joy to other people is something that this world could use a whole lot more of. I hope you have an amazing week this week. I hope that you are able to tap into those little joys and those small happy moments. Chatting about this is just bringing up the Switch, Pivot, or Quit planner and thoughts of that, because I created that to be a lifestyle guide to personal change for professional gain. And a lot of what we're talking about with our happy and those joyous moments is, some of that is just awareness and being able to understand what that looks like and how to cultivate those moments in your life. And I think that the Switch, Pivot, or Quit planner does a really good job of guiding you through digging in so that you can go from where you are to where you ideally want to be in your life. So if you haven't already checked out the Switch, Pivot, or Quit planner, definitely stop by switchpivotorquit.com. It's very visible on the site, even though I have not talked about it that much, although that's going to change. You're going to start hearing a lot more about it. But it's right there, front and center on switchpivotorquit.com. Click on it, check out more about it so that you can see if it is something that you think will help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Until next time, keep killing it.